Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Rugby League Review. With the 2021 Super League season now over, we're still going to try and provide weekly content on the podcast. This season, we've been lucky to have play guests join us each week, and this week is no different. I'm pleased to welcome Huddersfield Giants' Oliver Russell to the podcast. How are you, Ollie?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yous?
Well, good, thanks. I'm going to pass over to Ben, because Ben likes to start us off on your career.
Yeah. Well, before we get into the career, obviously, I think there's only one place to start, and that's this weekend's grand final. Just first of all, did you catch it, Ollie?
Yeah, of course. Watch it every year.
Yeah. What, did you watch it at home or in person?
Unfortunately, I had to watch it at home because I've come back from holiday and have to isolate. So.
Right. Okay. Well, sadly, you didn't get to Old Trafford. But what do you think of the game? Did the right team win?
I think Saints just about deserved it. I thought there was a bit of a risky decision at the end by the ref when he penalised Sam Tompkins. Probably might have gone another way. I'm not quite sure. You don't know, but I feel overall Saints probably did just about deserve it.
And obviously, having played against both teams that were involved this season, do you feel that in terms of that the right team won? You know, obviously Catalans won the League Leaders Shield, and that sort of opens up a range of topic of debate about how important the League Leaders Shield is. And then obviously the pinnacle is the grand final currently and has always been since the beginning of Super League.
Yeah, I feel like obviously when you get in the playoffs, it's kind of a different competition, and like you've seen teams win it from fifth, like Leeds have done it. So I feel like that it's a good achievement winning the League Leaders Shield. You're the best team all year, but I think everyone knows what trophy you want at the end of the year, and it's not the League Leaders Shield.
Yeah, well, grand final review with Ollie over. Obviously, Ethan, you were there for Prost. What did you think of the game?
I thought it was a great game, especially for the neutral. Obviously, it was like you said, two best teams in Super League going at it for 90 minutes, but I have to agree with Ollie. I think Saints just edged it at the end. I think Saints showed why they're, well, three-peat now, last couple of years, with their defensive performance, they've been strong all season, and they just showed a bit class in attack to get the win, to be honest.
Yeah, well, grand final review, summarise there. Obviously, I was there as a fan. The same opinion as both of you, really. But enough about that. Let's move on to Ollie. That's why I've got him here. Ollie, just give us a little bit about how you first got into rugby league.
Well, I got into rugby, obviously my dad used to play, so I think he just took me to training when I was about maybe five, so maybe younger. I wasn't the most keen on it when I first went, I don't think. I was scared of the coach. So I think he took me away for a year, and then I went back and just fell in love with the game and loved it, so yeah.
Yeah, where was that, sorry?
That was at Oldham St Anne's.
Yeah, obviously a local lad playing for your local team.
Yeah.
And from there, am I right in saying you had a little spell at Wigan's Academy?
I did all the scholarship and I did about 2 years in the academy at Wigan and left to do my last year of academy at Huddersfield.
And then obviously from there, it's been Huddersfield. Well, aside from a few ones, it's been straight through at Huddersfield.
Yeah, maybe. I've done a few games on loans at other teams, but nothing more than two.
Yeah, and over to the other Ethan, who also joins us today now to discuss with you about that sort of the early stages at Huddersfield.
Cheers, Eve. Cheers, Ben. Hi, Oliver. Obviously, you've come through the academy at Wigan and then gone to Huddersfield. Kind of, what's kind of the difference between Wigan and Huddersfield's academy, if you don't mind me asking, kind of the setup and kind of the things that you learn in between the two clubs?
I just feel like at Wigan, obviously, there's a lot more pressure on you because you're expected to win. But I mean, through the setups, both academies there's not a lot of difference in the setups and the professionalism of both academies. I just feel like there's probably a little bit more expectation to win games at Wigan. That's about it, really. I love my time at Wigan, but I've also come to Huddersfield and love my time at Huddersfield, so.
Could you give us kind of details of how you made that step up to the first team and how it came about, really?
Well, I was in my last year of academy, and I think that year is the only year that Huddersfield have ever got into a semi-final. So we was playing well, so there was some we had quite a decent team, like Jake Wardle and Sam Hewitt and people like that. And they had, I think, Rick Stone got sacked at Huddersfield and Chris Foreman took over to the end of the season, and they had a few injuries. And I just got a call one day to start going into training a few days a week. So I did that for maybe two or three weeks. And then I just went to training one day and just said, you've got a chance of playing this week against Widnes on Friday, so I'll get ready. And I got a phone call the day before we had the last training session and said, you're going to make your debut. So, yeah.
I think Ethan's just got a quick question that he wants to ask as well.
Yeah, just touching on your debut, Ollie. What was that feeling like when you got that call, knowing you're making debut, and then also the first time you stepped on that field? What was the feeling like?
It's probably a feeling that you'll probably never feel again. I think if you ask a lot of lads making a debut, it's just a different kind of feeling than any other game, really. It's like I normally get nervous before games, mate. But I feel like that's a good thing for me. It's like it kind of works for me. But that game, I wasn't nervous. I was like excited. So I think that's the only difference between any other game. But I loved it. My dream had come true. Got to play Super League. That was my dream. So to get the opportunity to do that, I've absolutely loved it.
And obviously, you're stepping up from the academy up to Super League. Can you tell a difference in the hits within that first couple of minutes when you were playing?
Oh yeah, obviously. I obviously got targeted as well, being a little half back. But I kind of just like the excitement and the energy and the feeling you've got inside kind of just gets you through it. It don't really bother you, because if you look round and you're playing at a stadium and it's fans watching, it just kind of gets you through it.
Mm-hmm. And obviously now you've been playing for the Giants for a couple of seasons now. You're used to those big hits, and you can now avoid them.
I try and avoid them. I kind of just I feel as an halfback, I kind of probably more of an aggressive halfback than someone who lets them run at you. So I feel like if you get stuck in early, mm-hmm. I feel like that they'll try and go somewhere else. But well, they try. They don't always happen. They keep coming.
And obviously, this season for Giants probably didn't go as well as ever expected. What was your thoughts on the season so far? Well, no.
I feel like we didn't start the best, and I feel like it. I feel like we've learned a lesson: is you need to start the season well, else sometimes it's too late. I feel like at the end of the season, obviously I didn't really play much at the start of the season, but when I actually got a run of games, and we all started to like, it's a long process. What all's coming, and we're all gonna learn his process straight away. But I feel like at the back of the end of the season, we all started to learn the way what all want us to play, and we started to pick up wins. But I think we need to learn this season coming up is we need to start well. We need to start right from the start to get into them playoffs.
Yeah, and obviously, just going back a couple of years, obviously it's not that long ago because of the rapid progression that you've had so far. You touched on that you went out on loan a couple of times and played a few games. We've had a couple of players on that have done the same in their careers, and they've said that playing rugby in the Championship, for example, obviously it's a different ball game to the Super League, but how big of a difference was it for you, or was it so important to get experience just in men's rugby, if that makes sense?
Definitely, especially at the early start of my career. When obviously after I've made my debut, you're not just going to, well, I wasn't going to go and play every single week in Super League. So to get out and go and play for Batley against, I mean, every time I've played for a Championship side, I've always played, seem to play in the games that it's like, I've played Toulouse, I've played Toronto, you know, I've not played the easy games. I've played Featherstone this year, and we've played for Halifax. So I've kind of played the closest level to Super League that you could possibly get. But the experience when I was younger to play against grown men, it's kind of shocks you, especially in the Championship. You feel like you're on your own a little bit more. There's a lot more room, and you have to do a lot more one-on-one tackles, and it's definitely more physical. I'd say it's probably close or being more physical than Super League, the Championship.
Yeah, and obviously we saw Toulouse have come up this season, and they are the only full-time team. So I guess when you're going from being a full-time, you know, player with Huddersfield to then going out on a, well, usually, and, you know, playing rugby with fellas that have been in, we'll call them, normal jobs throughout the week, that must be an eye-opener as well.
Yeah, definitely, to see what they have to go and do. Said, I know one of the players was a roofer, and then has to come to training at night. I couldn't imagine how tired it feels like when I go on from training and I finish at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm knackered. Twins to go and train after, it's, I put my hands off to them, really, to what they're doing.
You touched on, obviously, that now, well, you are a full-time player at Huddersfield. So what is it that, when you get home from training, for example, what do you like to do off the pitch to relax?
Obviously, 23-year-old, I like going on my Xbox still. Not as much. I just like socialising with my mates. I feel like we've got a lot of close boys at Huddersfield, a young bunch. And I still go and see my mates from Huddersfield, Wigan. So I just think my main hobby away from rugby is probably socialising with my friends and just having a laugh.
Obviously, Ben's just jumped in there with a quick question. I think you've seen that, you know, when we, I know we have guests on, Ollie, we put out a tweet on our Twitter and on our Instagram asking for questions to put to you. So we've had a couple sent in, so we're going to fire them over at you now and see what your answers are. So Harvey's put, who was your rugby league idol growing up?
My rugby league idol growing up would have been Kevin Sinfield.
Yeah. Best player you've played against this season?
Best player I've played against this season will have to be James Maloney or Sam Tompkins.
Yeah. And there's a reason why those two up there, and obviously League Leaders Shield winners. Someone's mentioned Magic Weekend 2019 at Anfield.
Yeah, it's probably one of the highlights of my career so far, to play at such a big stadium, even though I'm a City fan. To walk out of Anfield's pretty special, and we've not been playing well at the time, and we didn't expect to go out and beat them, something like 55, whatever the score was. But yeah, it was a good night after as well. We all went out in Liverpool, so yeah, it's just a good day all in all.
Callum's asked, do you still have a meat and potato pie as a pre-match meal?
He's joking. I never did.
Here's one for the Giants team in particular. Who is the dressing room DJ?
The dressing room DJ will be Owen Trout.
The joker of the team?
God, we've got a few. Lee Gaskell just left, he with a massive joker. Jermaine McGill, Razor Joker, Pricey, Matty English. I think they're the three biggest.
I want to hear, who is the dad of the group?
It's got to be Leroy.
Yeah.
Leroy Kudjoe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's those questions. I just want to go on to this season, obviously. Towards halfway through the year, really, you and Will, obviously one of the youngest partnerships, if not the youngest, in Super League. How was it in that, having that such a young partnership in the team?
It was exciting, really, for us to get the opportunity to do that together. But say I've just gone 23 and what Will Price is 18. Mm-hmm. I had to come across as the older head and the more experienced one. So obviously giving some tips and just kind of kept him calm because everyone can see what he can do. We're both completely different players. I feel like my job was to lead the team around, get the team in the right positions, but also my job is to give Pricey the ball when he wants it and when he's in space, because I'm not going to step through and run around players like Pricey's. It's just not my game. So I feel like we kind of complemented each other. I just give him the ball when he needed it and when he wanted it.
And did you kind of enjoy that more, I say, senior role, but you're obviously only 23?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've not played 50 games yet, so to to kind of lead the team round was I got told to Jermaine McGilvery, obviously he's done it all, hasn't he, at World Cup, and he come up to me after I played two games a season. He just said, like, Russ, this is your team now, like, and it obviously gave me so much confidence to hear that from him, and he wanted me to go and lead the team round. I think that's why I kind of got a bit of confidence, and what all just bleeds confidence into everyone. So
yeah, just a quick one. Obviously, you mentioned that you haven't played 50 games yet. As a player, are you someone that's very aware of stats, or is that just something that you sort of know off the top of your head?
I don't actually know how many games I've played. I'm just kind of guessing. I've played 8 games one season. I just know it's not 50 yet. But no, I don't feel like 50 is such a achievement. I feel like kind of 100 and stuff like that, they're the achievements. But yeah, I don't really look into stuff like that.
No, yeah. So you're not a person that would sort of focus on stats. Say if you performed excellently. I don't know what stats to give you for an example, but you know, say if you performed excellently one week and then down the next week, it's just focusing on picking back up the week after that, because the performance from say 2 weeks before when you've been excellent, that doesn't matter. It's just about moving forward.
Yeah, I kind of look at, we obviously get stats given to us defensively and stuff like that. So if I've missed more tackles than I should have done 1 week, I'll probably focus on that the week after to get that back. But I mean, I prefer getting assists more than scoring tries. So I'm never going to be looking at stats on my scoring tries, but I quite like to look at, compare myself, you know, to the top half back. So, obviously, I look at the end of the season, see how many assists I've got, and to compare it against the top halfbacks, it kind of puts you in a good frame of mind to where you're at and where you need to improve.
Yeah, and sticking on the lines of sort of what you look at off the field, obviously there's a massive, massive thing now about the sort of stick that players can get on social media. Are you someone that will engage with fans a lot on social media and just take the criticism? And what do you think is the sort of best advice for, you know, players that are coming through Huddersfield's academy now, for example? Because that was you a few years ago, and I'm guessing even from then to now, it's become sort of a more prominent issue.
I probably say it maybe affected me a little bit at the start when I was, you know, seeing not the best comments and stuff. But now, obviously, I've grown up a bit and I've made him, like, kind of realise if I give anyone some advice, younger players, is so half of the, most of the people that have commented have never played a game of rugby in their lives, for one. And some of them, someone told me, I think Jermaine McGilvery said that they couldn't lace your boots. He once said it to someone, you can't come out on it because you couldn't lace my boots. You couldn't play Super League. So I feel like I get a lot of stick sometimes. Well, I've had a lot of stick of Huddersfield fans probably mostly, which is kind of what you want to expect. But I had a lot of comments saying that I won't go enough for Super League and stuff like that, which before these run of games this year, I could probably agree with. I made my debut, played well, and then for the last, when Simon Woolford was the coach, I never really performed. So they can maybe have a point, but from now, which I've actually proved on myself in Super League for this season, I feel like they could kind of back off a little bit and give me some less stick and more praise. But the praise don't really bother me. As long as I know I'm playing well and Watto knows I'm playing well, that's all that matters, to be fair.
You mentioned Ian Watson. How has it been playing under him this season? Obviously, new coach for you.
I'd probably say it's exactly what I needed in my career at this time. He's took Salford to a grand final of the Challenge Cup. He's come in, but obviously he used to play halfback, so he knows a lot, and he's taught me a hell of a lot. With obviously Luke Robinson, I already had him there, so to have them two, you know, our assistant head coach, ex halfback internationals, it's definitely ideal for me, and I get along with them both really well. And they're both good blokes, but they also bleed a lot of confidence in everyone in the team. And I feel like if your coach is giving you confidence, gives you a hell of a lot of wanting to play. Like, I was not enjoying my rugby last when Simon Wolford was the coach, so I didn't really enjoy my rugby, but he's brought us come in and I've got the enjoyment back, and it kind of shows on the field when you're enjoying your rugby. You seem to play better.
Yeah, what kind of stuff does he do on like a day-to-day basis that he like shows you how to improve the next game?
It's just, it's kind of hard to explain, because what all's attention to detail is I've never been coached by someone like that. It's a lot of little things that people wouldn't realise, and it's kind of hard to explain. It kind of keeps it simple, but it's very detailed. So everyone knows what they're doing, but it's very, like, if a pass is behind, it can affect the whole passage of play, kind of things like that.
Do you feel like coming into this season, there was kind of an anticipation that Huddersfield would be up there pushing, obviously, investing, getting Watson in? Do you feel like, as a group, you still needed to gel kind of towards the end of this season? You're going to be stronger going into next season?
Yeah, I feel like we're definitely going to be stronger from next season. I feel like what all come in and give us what we wanted to do, but we didn't click as a team. So what I wanted to do at the start of the season, and obviously, I know we bought some good players, and I think people always expect it's going to happen in the pre-season, but it really isn't. It's a long process. But I feel like we're in a better stead going into this season than we were last season, because we've got a year under our belts now under Watto, and obviously he's got rid of the players that he probably didn't want, and then he's brought good players in that he wanted, so he's kind of probably in the best position now to start this next season with the players that are coming in and the players that we've got now.
And you mentioned there, obviously, that gelling and kind of being prepared for next season. Obviously, we saw that obviously Salford got rid of Richard Marshall after just a season really in charge. Do you feel kind of he's been hard done there, in your opinion, or not really?
Richard Marshall?
Yeah,
I'm not really sure. Probably has been hard done. Probably did need another season, but like you said, it's a business, this, isn't it? And it can be a harsh call sometimes.
Yeah, and obviously, like you said, you know, going into the next season, you need to start on the front foot and stuff. Personally, what's your aims for the season coming up? And have you touched on them as a team yet? Obviously, I know that, again, when the new players come in, you've got to gel with them and stuff. So is it a case of where let's rest and recover for a little bit now and then just hit the ground running next season?
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to enjoy my rest time now, and then my aims for next season is to obviously play more games than I did this season. That's what I'm going to do for the next couple of years, is just try and beat every year with more games, obviously more experience. But I want to push, obviously, Tui's coming in and another half-backs, and I just want to push them. To what I was always said, if you're playing well, you keep your position. So I feel like the end of last season, I've given myself quite a good start position for coming into next year.
Yeah, and obviously now you've got more or less a season under your belt. Do you still feel those nerves before the game, or have they settled down a bit now?
No, I don't think they'll ever settle down, to be fair, until I get a bit older. I just feel like I perform better. It makes me feel like I've... not sure, like I'm concentrating more. If I'm nervous, I feel like I'm switched on. So I'd probably be a bit worried if I wasn't getting nervous.
Do those nerves vary depending on where you're playing?
Yeah. Where we're playing, the atmosphere maybe, and sometimes I've come off the bench and played hooker, and I've been more nervous for them games than I have playing halfback, because I know I'm coming on and I'm right in the middle, so...
Yeah, is there a favourite ground that you enjoy playing at, other than obviously the John Smiths or whatever the name is of it now?
I think I love playing at Headingley. I used to be a Leeds fan, so I used to always go to Headingley. I also love playing at the Jungle. I mean, it's not the best place to play for getting stick, but I mean, the atmosphere is quite surreal.
Yeah, and you touched on that you're a Man City fan in football. So does that mean that you'll be staking a claim for Magic Weekend to be at the Etihad next year?
I'd absolutely love that, yeah. need that to happen.
Obviously, big football fan, Ollie. Is there any other sports you're interested in or you watch?
I like my boxes. You know, I like watching the big fights. I quite like darts. Pretty into my darts. I won't say I'm madly into it, but I do like, especially at Christmas, I like the darts then. But I think that's about it, really, with sport, sporting-wise.
There's a question that we always get thrown at from someone on Twitter who asks all the time, if you could go to any sporting event in the world, where would you go?
Any sporting event in the world? I'd probably say one of the big heavyweight fights in America, mm-hmm. or Las Vegas, I feel like.
And if you go with one celebrity, who would you choose? Anyone in particular come to mind?
One celebrity, I would probably choose. Can I take two?
Yeah, go on. I'll let you have two.
Paddy McGuinness and Peter Kerr.
Oh, have you a good laugh.
From the home, the absolute best place in the world.
Yeah.
And just to finish off, I always like to introduce a section that I've had personally to the podcast. I call the Rugby League Sevens, Ollie. So it's a Sevens team of players you've played with throughout your career so far. I know you're only 23 and you might play with some few to come, but who'd been your Sevens team?
I'd have Cruz Lehman. I'd have Jake Mamo. I'd have Jermaine McGilvray. I'd have Jake Wardle. I'd have Will Price.
Yeah.
There's some big guys, don't I, really?
Yeah, one big guy.
One big guy. I'd have probably Jordan Turner, because he's quite a big guy, still can play in the middle, play out wide. And I'd have, lastly, I'd probably have Nicky Latelli.
Are you coaching it?
I'll coach.
Yeah, you coach. I think Jordan, we had him on the podcast last week, and I think he'll be pleased to make your Sevens team.
Yeah.
So that's everything for this week's episode on the Rugby League Review. We thank Ollie for coming on, and obviously best of luck for next season, and enjoy the rest of your time off, Ollie.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. See you later.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for going on.